Yeah, that's right. We're actually very disappointed. What has happened in the past, the Department of Education has consistently, now they've blocked any link that we were trying to make in rates of pay with public service. Majority of school secretaries earn between 8, 9 and 10 euro after maybe 10 or 11 years service. Many have not had a wage increase in 5 and 6 years. Now, and we were trying to establish that we would want to come under public servants. And for years, this is what we have been fighting for. And the department have blocked it consistently. Now they want to bring us on board by implementing a 5% cut. And this 5% cut is actually for the lowest paid workers, as we said, in the school. Now, Impact School Secretary set up a branch in 2007. And like that, we have lobbied for years. We even took, going back to in 2008, the secretaries in Donegal were the first in the country to actually call an action day and took a day out to protest against these pay cuts, even at that, not even the pay cut, but the low pay rate. Now, 3 years later, the government has implemented a further 5% cut. Now, we realise that this is not, it's out of the hands of the Board of Management because they are being directed by the Department of Education. And we find that the boards, we know, they understand where we're coming from. Any action that we intend taking is not against the actual school or the Board of Management, it's against the Department of Education. And they actually should be ashamed of what they are doing to these low-paid workers. Many of these workers don't have sick leave, pension rights. I know cases where ladies are out at the moment, genuine sick leave and do not have sick leave entitlement. It is a disgrace in this day and age. And school secretaries, anyone that has any dealings with a school, know that the school secretary is the first person of contact when you go to school. And all actions, schools have become like a business and everything is done through the school secretary. We would ask that the support of the principals and the Board of Management fight this for us as well. And not only that, all secretaries, I would ask all secretaries around the country to get together and stand up for this. We can't be taken for granted anymore. It's just unfair.
Have school secretaries been left with no other option but to take industrial action?
Well, it looks like it. I mean, as I say, for years we have been fighting. There actually was a forum set up with the Department of Education in 2008, and we were led to believe by the department that they were in favour of changes for us. In fact, they actually probably wasted our time and running up to Dublin and meeting in these formal meetings as we thought were going to get us somewhere. It's actually it's a disgrace that they have treated us the way that they have and getting away with it. I'm so disappointed now that this government is actually going to go ahead with us when we had hoped that a change of face from the others beforehand that would try and sort this country out, but it doesn't look like it.